Welcome back to the second session. I saved this for Curtis because he really needs to hear this.
He needs to learn it.
Because my learning.
It's on desire, and I'm revealing the key to success in whatever you want to do.
Oh, righty, I need that one.
Something you've never heard of before.
The secret. I'm going to record it.
And this key is centered around today's subject. It says they're starting at 2 and 4 o'clock. Desire. Okay, that said, I drew a very complicated diagram on the board. Can anyone guess what this represents?
A circle of life.
What? No.
A cup.
Ring pass knot.
No.
Wholeness.
No.
The earth.
Life cycle.
No.
Yes, sir.
Eternity.
Right. Okay, what's it? Now, as we said, what subject are we talking about?
Desire.
So, do you think this might have something to do with desire?
We all want
to know. I sure hope so.
What could this have to do with desire?
Never ending.
Never
ending. Put what you want in it.
Continuum.
No. This represents.
Like,
how about there's no end of desires? It goes around a circle.
What?
What goes around comes around.
Okay, nobody will guess. If anybody can guess, the next time I'll give them a free book. Because I know you're not going to guess. This represents a unit.
A unit.
Yeah, a unit.
A unit of
what? Unit of what?
Desire.
Right. A unit of what?
Desire.
Desire. A unit of desire. The circle represents a unit of desire. And what's a unit of desire?
One thing you want.
A unit of desire is that desire which is endowed to every living person upon the earth. Susie has a unit. James has a unit. Corey has a unit. What?
We only each get one unit.
Well, yeah, each of you have one unit.
You can use it as you see.
Right.
I usually want more than another.
Do you desire two units?
Except Lorraine, she's got two units.
I want a lot. I got two units.
Okay, each one of us has one unit of desire. Now, this is the key to getting whatever you want in life, understanding that you have just one unit. Because if you think you got 20 units, then you're deceiving yourself and you're not appropriating your desire correctly. But when we realize we each just have one unit, all of us have the same amount, but it's used differently. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to divide it up. What are the various desires that we have?
Money.
Career.
Okay. And money is a desire for, we could say,
wealth,
I guess. Yeah. It's kind of a desire to possess, but within the parameters of the desire to do.
We'll list these here.
Health. Love. Self.
Wealth and health. What
love,
else?
Love.
Security.
Mm-hmm. Happiness.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure. Quiet.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Nobody's mentioned sex. I can't believe it.
Well, I just.
Pleasure.
I don't know how long
he's been. You just did. I put it under my.
There were ways for you to come up with that, Larry. Okay, anything else?
Chocolate.
Food.
Freedom. Joy. It would be better to describe as joy.
Well, just put happiness and food. Include it all in one. Happiness, joy, bliss, whatever. All in one there.
So you can pursue
anything
joy.
Else?
You can pursue joy.
You can be joy.
Purpose.
Exactly. You better put sex again.
Everybody.
left out the most fundamental desire.
Life.
The thing that you will desire more than anything
survival.
Else.
Survival.
Ah, there you go. Survival. We can call it life itself.
Maslow's
physical life. Boy, what's the matter with these things?
Maslow's hierarchical needs.
Okay, life. That's a pretty big one. If you're in the woods and a bear starts chasing you, what do you desire more than anything else?
Someone who runs slower.
Right, to live. Yeah, if you're underwater, suffocating, you desire more than anything else. Of course, you want air, but you want air because you want to live, right?
You want sex.
Yeah, that's James. Somebody's drowning him and he says, oh, I wish I could have some sex going on. Of course, if we knew Susie the way James knows Susie, we could understand that. Okay. There's something people will desire even more than life. What's that?
Power.
No, but that's something people desire quite strongly. We'll write that one down. Power.
How about to know God? Yeah. Purpose.
What is it, people? Purpose. We have these suicide bombers, so there's obviously there's something they want more than life.
Reward in the afterlife.
Peace.
Service.
They want recognition from
fellows.
Or reward in the afterlife. They stir up treasures in heaven.
Reward in the afterlife.
Eternal life.
I'm okay with rewards here. Now, if you're not a believer, life would be the best thing. I mean, like, when Larry was an atheist and a bear was chasing him, he'd want his life more than anything else. But if you're promised a bunch of virgins and a better life in the next life, and you have to die to get there, well, some people actually want to die to go to heaven and have what they think is a better life there. Okay, so for some people, not everybody, some people the greatest possible desire would be life. But for a certain number that really believe in the afterlife, rewards and punishments and all that, some of them would desire, look forward to that.
Do you have power on that?
Yeah.
Knowledge. All right down there.
Well, you know,
Joseph
Smith, right?
Yeah.
It was more important for him to go back than be thought a coward by his friends and family. That was more important than life.
So his reputation was more important to him than his life. And that sometimes happens. Then there are real heroes, not so much suicide bombers, but every once in a while you hear some service guy throwing himself on a grenade to protect his friends from getting killed, you know, things like that. So for some people, maybe honor. Honor, let's write that down.
And knowledge, you
got to
write that down too.
Knowledge. Wisdom. We all want knowledge.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Wisdom's not a good one.
What about the connection to source?
Just
yeah,
that
connection to source.
Yes, good
matter.
A lone voice in the world. You want like revelation from God type thing, or just to feel connected?
To feel free.
Divine connection.
People at some point desire to know what the meaning of life is.
It has to kind of be a knowledge we could include it in there. So there's a lot of things we desire. Like I say, some people even desire things greater than life. And maybe even greater than life might be included eternal life from the aspect that of really knowing there is such a thing.